All right, everybody, welcome to the Squib Load Podcast. We got a big topic for you.
I'm Case.
And Case is going pro.
I'm going pro, baby.
Yeah, you're going pro. We got your first, well, kind of your first match.
Next time you hear from me, I'm going to be sponsored by whatever gun you own. They're all going to sponsor me.
Glock, Sig, Doritos.
Doritos definitely sponsoring me.
Zen.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Zenner. I'm going to shoot with six Zens in.
You know what they say, hate the Zen, not the Zenner.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I've Zenned.
So, Case, you're shooting your first competitive match tomorrow. How do you feel?
Fine. I don't give a fuck.
You're not nervous at all?
No, I don't get nervous.
Okay. I thought you'd be at least a little nervous. It's kind of a big deal. You might be nervous, like, right before you start. I don't know about you, but, like, if you're ever, like, nervous before, like, a first date, and then, like, you actually talk to, like, the person you're on a date with, and then it immediately goes away, you what?
You haven't felt that? Nervous before you go on a date?
Not anymore. I used to.
I wouldn't be fucking there. I'd be like, fuck it.
That's the correct attitude to have, I guess. So, get your first match tomorrow. How do you feel about it? Like, do you feel that you're prepared enough?
I feel like I'm going to shoot fine, and then the only thing that's going to draw me down is I'm shooting with a SIG 365 compared to all these race gun fucking nerds.
Well,
we're seeing how they work it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's going to be fatter retards than me, so we'll be fine.
This is a lesson for life.
There's always going to be someone bigger than you.
Have you heard the phrase, like, if you're ever good at something, just remember, there's, like, a Chinese kid who's better at it than you?
Yeah.
But it's true. The inverse of that is true. There's always a fatter retard on the horizon.
Yeah. Who's the Korean girl won the fucking... She won the Olympics for that stupid shooting. Oh, God.
I don't even want
to... That shit's not real.
We're going to talk about that on this podcast, but later. We want to talk about your match first.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about that stupid...
Only thing I would ever be worried about at this is, like, fucking flagging someone or NDing. But that should be every time you go to the range.
Yeah, definitely. I think that there's, like, a higher risk of that in a competitive match because of how dynamic your movements are. And there's going to be targets that are not quite, like, 180 degrees on either side of you, but they are close to that.
Yeah.
And so it's... I feel like it's easy to get tunnel vision and then kind of forget safety at times with competitive shooting.
Yeah, thank God my gun doesn't have a safety. First match, I mean, no safety on your gun.
To be fair, my Glock doesn't either. Not really.
It's got a trigger on safety.
Everyone says, like, well, yeah. That is an internal safety, but the Glock safety doesn't keep you from being negligent.
Whenever you show off how the Glock safety works, it's so sketchy. Whenever you, don't touch the middle.
Yeah, you just touch the very sides of it.
See, it's not fucking shooting, idiot. See, put it to my head right now.
My bullets are still in there.
Yeah.
How have you prepared for this match? What have you done to prepare for our shooting tomorrow?
We were supposed to shoot tonight, but we didn't because fucking shit got fucked up. But we shot earlier this week. I cleaned my gun. I fucking set up my whole belt and tested out my belt. Wore it a little bit. And then I did dry fire. Did lots of reloads and dry firing in my house.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm not going to run around my house like a maniac with my belt on. After I shoot this one, I probably will do it more.
I was going to say, who does that?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who would do that.
But I mean, after this, I will probably do it more.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I, like, wear full kit around my house and just, like, dry fire and train. I'll, like... put targets on the walls.
The thing,
just like, yeah.
The difference between me and you is, like, you had never done moving while shooting.
Yeah.
And I have, so maybe that'll help a little bit.
I bet you are.
But yeah. I'm, like, not. I mean, if me and you both shot the first time we went, I'd be nervous, maybe. Probably not. I wasn't even nervous when we went.
I was nervous the night before, but not really in a significant way. And then I was nervous, like, 5 seconds before the timer went off for me to shoot. But then it immediately goes away once you're actually in the zone.
I just don't get nervous about stuff that, like, I literally don't have to do it if I don't want to. Like, if I went through and I was like, never mind, I'm not doing this. I can't get nervous about shit like that.
That's a good point. I don't get nervous about stuff that, like, actually matters. I get nervous about stuff that doesn't matter. Like,
last time I got nervous was when I joined the military. Like, the day before, really? I had an anxiety attack.
Yeah?
And then I locked in. I was like, fucking, what the fuck?
You know what's really weird is that I didn't have that. For some reason.
I had that shit. And then, like, the day of maps, I didn't have it. Yeah. It was, like, a week before I went. But I was like, oh, my God. In a week, I'm going to be fucked for 5 years. And then I was at maps, like, oh, who gives a fuck?
It's fine. I was nervous, like, the first night. Like, the first... Going to sleep at boot camp, like, the first... Well, you don't sleep the first night. But, like, the first time you're, like, in your rack asleep... Like, and I was trying to go to sleep, and then I got nervous, but that was the first
they
time.
They literally just, like, make you go crazy for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, they just keep you up.
And then you're, like, fucked for the rest of it.
Yeah. You don't
That's how they should get you ready for USPSA, man.
You just stay up 3 days in a row.
I should stay up 3 days in a row. I'll be wired.
What do you think your best quality is as a shooter? Like, what are you best at with shooting?
What am I best at?
Yeah. What are you good at with shooting?
I don't fucking know.
We're better than CNN. I didn't give you these questions.
We're beforehand. About to find out tomorrow.
I think that...
I don't think I'm going to miss a target.
You think you're going to be pretty accurate?
No, I don't think I'm going to, like, forget to shoot one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I did that.
Yeah. I think I can, like, remember pretty good.
I hope so. It's harder than I thought it would be to remember where targets are and, like, the order of it and stuff.
I feel like I'm going to be bad with jams.
Clearing malfunctions
like,
and stuff?
If I have a malfunction, that might fuck me. I might be a little scared.
I think that we, generally speaking, have a lot in common with our shooting capabilities, but there's, like, weird things that you're better at, and there's weird things that I'm better at. I think, like, malfunction clearing I'm pretty good at. I think moving and shooting you are way better at, like we talked about. I think that you are probably going to be much better at shooting in uncomfortable positions.
I guarantee you, though, everybody says, like, don't go too fast. I bet you I'm going to, like, break a rule and people are going to make a big deal of it. I'm going to shoot while crossing the line and be like, that's cheating. And I'm going to be like, damn it. I was trying too hard.
As long as you don't break a safety rule, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, like, I'm going to, like, have 1 foot out when I shoot and stuff.
Yeah. To be fair, though, like, that stuff, as your first match, no one's going to, like, yell at you or anything like that. People are just going to be like, yeah, buddy, you messed up, and then that's it.
I like how they told us how the rules work.
Yeah.
For that one, whenever we went last time, and then everybody just immediately cheated.
What do you mean?
It was like... You have to stand outside the box to go in. And then everybody was, like, on the wood halfway whenever they went in.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so that rule didn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't.
It was like, it's by the heels. I was like, oh, my God.
What a silly rule.
Yeah. Such goofballs.
Did you do any particular drills to prepare for a match? Like
double tapping? Because we didn't. Yeah. I saw you shoot yours, so I didn't know about the double tapping. And I've kind of learned how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it's a close target, you double tap it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And if it's far, you slow down. If you want to get the A zones.
We probably talked about this in our last episode, our Sean Goes Pro podcast, but USPSA matches are scored on your best two shots on a target.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, you can shoot extra. That's going to be bad for me.
Because you're not going to remember?
No, I'm going to have a 12-round... SIG.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Compared to everybody else's 18-round, 24-round Glocks and staccatos.
That's going to be rough. So it's your best two shots on a target. And if you can shoot a target as many times as you want, but only your best two are scored. So, like,
and you see it, you can throw another round down.
Yeah, definitely. But you have limited magazine capacity, so that's going to be rough. But the good news is you don't have a limit on how much ammo you can have on your body, so you can have as many magazines as you want.
Yeah, a neighbor of mine might have had the same gun as me and accidentally gave me 2 extra mags, so now I have 5 mags ready to go. I'll be throwing mags like a freaking maniac.
5 times 12 is...
Fucking...
What? Oh, it's 60.
Yeah.
But,
that's the one where we're... 2, 2, 2, 2. Yep, 60.
Yep.
I'm a math genius.
Yeah, that's how math works.
Can't believe I got that so quick.
60 rounds is going to be plenty for these stages we're shooting.
We'll shoot them all 4 times.
USPSA matches generally have anywhere from 30 to 40 rounds in a stage.
Yeah.
So you're going to have plenty of ammo. The thing that's going to be hard is reloading, I think. So, like, doing retention reloads and then also, like, quote-unquote tactical reloads.
Swag.
Like, yeah. So that might be... challenging, but I feel like you're gonna do really good, not only because you watched me do it last time, but you've also, like, we've been doing drills together for a while,
and we're gonna bring snacks this time.
We're gonna have snacks
and well nutritional valued.
Yeah, you're gonna have Orville Rittenbacher's corn.
The real challenge of the USPSA is to eat the whole food pyramid while doing it between stages.
This is true.
I'm going to have all my oats and my fucking veggies and my dairy products.
Well, the mulch that they use on these stages are actually full of complex carbohydrates. So
it's crushed up tires.
while everyone else is walking the stage, you're going to be munching, dude.
Oh, my one goal? Goat mode. Not fall.
Don't fall.
We didn't see anybody fall.
Okay.
I hope this time we do.
I have been thinking about it for a while, and I've been practicing my footwork a ton and, like, moving really quickly, and I'm like, I'm going to eat shit. At some point. I haven't done it in training, and I didn't do it at a match, but I just know it's coming.
The first match is probably everybody who's been doing its favorite match to watch somebody shoot, because they go slow.
Yeah.
And you know they're not going to be a safety hazard.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is my second match, and everybody's probably going to be on edge. Like, this motherfucker's going to fall and fucking shoot one of those.
He's going to pretend he's fucking Instructor Zero.
He's done this before. He's going to think he's the best.
I don't. Well, like, I thought I would did pretty good my first time, but this second time I know how shit I am now. So, like, we're gonna see how that goes.
When you told all your friends about what you scored, did you up your score?
No, like, I was honest.
I was only like 20, if you know.
No, I was honest. I was like, I placed this well out of this many people.
11th in the world.
No, I still think I did good because I showed up and like this is a group of elite shooters and I placed among their rank. So I think yeah. I did good. I'm actually very curious to see if you place better than me.
Because I'm trying to. My main goal is to make a friend and shoot an expensive gun.
That's a great goal to have.
We should have definitely asked someone. The dog.
Oh, Keith.
Keith, the dog, to shoot that gun.
Keith is going to be there, and it's going to be 1 month later, so his beard is going to be 4 inches longer, and he'll have taken many more souls. He'll be that much wiser and more powerful.
No one would ever know that dude's the dog.
Dude, he looks like a greeter at Walmart, yeah. But he's just like the fastest John Wick motherfucker in the world.
Just a motherfucker.
He's the best. So...
Are the stages going to change?
Oh, yeah. They're going
to
be different.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm getting into. You got to bear crawl through a girl's pussy to get to this.
Bear crawling through a girl's pussy has got to be my favorite USPSA activity.
Yeah. Whenever they take that one out, I'm always pissed.
They have a hot dog eating contest in one of them, but you got to eat them long ways and you can't chew.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know I was going to get first in an event.
Well, I'm going to do really good at the one. Oh, I'm going to be great at that one.
Oh, no. And the podcast is over.
Is canceled.
Well, man.
All right. So you're doing feeling good about your match. We got that tomorrow morning. We're probably going to do what we did last time where we're talking about it now. You seem pretty confident in your ability. We're going to get an after-action report from you tomorrow.
Dude, it's going to be so bad. It's going to be like, oh, my God. We're at the hospital right now. Case blew his fucking fingers off.
Case fell, shot his gun through himself and into an old lady's head.
Dude, it was like... I mean, there's, like, not much you can do except for shoot it and, like, dry fire, so... Yeah. There's nothing more I can prepare for. And it was, like, yours, you were way more nervous because you didn't know what it was. I know what it is
now. Yeah. And, like, you have... You have all the correct equipment and stuff, and you've been training for it. Like, I probably wouldn't be nervous either. I feel nothing right now. Like, I'm not nervous at all.
I feel nothing. What a good way to describe
it. My soul is dead, and
I
so
I feel nothing like normal.
I'm dead on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
I think I feel pretty good about it, too. But this is the Case Goes Pro episode, so yeah. We're going to keep it about you. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions tomorrow.
I hope we get the hot girl.
Dude, I bet we are. If nothing else, dude, I'll put on some lip gloss. I'll grow my hair out.
Yeah.
I could be the hot girl of the group. I could shoot.
She won last time, so if you're the hot girl this time.
Well, that's what I learned. I'm like, if you really want to do good, you just got to be fucking hot.
She was jacked.
A hot chick. She was jacked. I didn't see her. I'm so mad I didn't see her. Because,
I'll make
like,
sure to point to her and like lock my body and be like, she's here!
In my head.
And point to her and announce it so that everybody knows we look.
Do that. What are those guys from Resident Evil 4 y'all? They're like yelling Spanish. They're like, I can go!
Yeah. Ego is like the porn thing.
Is that the face they make?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I didn't know the Resident Evil villagers knew about that shit.
They like Japanese porn, those Resident Evil 4 guys.
God, they're stealing my whole fucking style.
All right, Case, that's enough about the match. What's your favorite 308 battle rifle?
Favorite 308 battle rifle?
Yeah.
It would probably have to be the Laz Cannon from the Warhammer.
From Warhammer 40,000, yeah. The Laz Cannon?
It definitely shoots 308.
It looks like it does.
What's the coolest not real gun in a show or something?
That's a good question.
It's probably...
I like the Terminator like laser minigun.
Oh, yeah?
Because like, it's like man-portable and like the robots have it and it shoots like red laser beams.
I have to go with a classic. What's... The Gears of War chainsaw...
gun, shotgun
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, the Lancer. The machine gun with a chainsaw on it.
I don't know anything about Gears of War, but I know that they have the guns with chainsaws on them, and then they have a shotgun called the Nasher.
Yeah.
Which is a cool name for a shotgun.
You also, like, spin it when you reload it.
Is it, like, a lever-action
yeah.
shotgun?
Yeah.
The guns in that look like...
Retarded.
Well, someone was like, what if we made an engine that was a gun? Like, that's how they all look. There's metal tubes and shit hanging
off. In the second one, there's a gun, and it's, like, a little thing that you shoot, and it's called the Tunneler, and it's, like, a little worm. And you shoot the worm, and then it tunnels under the ground and pops out and blows up.
What is it, like a Jew from New York?
It's quick. But...
The cheapest gun.
Yeah. And then, what gun's cool? The fucking I thought Doom Eternal, whenever they made the mod for the shotgun, wherever it turned it into a Gatling shotgun.
The rotating shotgun? That was cool. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this really old game. It's a super old game I played growing up called Blood.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a lot of cool weapons in that, because you play as like a cultist guy in that game.
You gonna say the flare gun?
Well, the flare gun's pretty cool, but I like the like all the guns in that game are really good. Like, they have a sawed-off shotgun that you reload super quick.
Yeah.
And then there's like a plasma gun in that game, and then they also have like a voodoo doll.
And you stab it.
You stab the voodoo doll, and then anyone you're looking at gets hurt. And if you're not looking at someone, then you hurt yourself with the voodoo doll, which is pretty cool. They also have in that game a napalm launcher, which there's like guns in real life that shoot napalm like in a weird way, but this one specifically will throw like, they're like bouncy balls, but they're full of napalm, and so when they hit stuff they break and then spit like flaming balls on
this
people.
Game has the best flamethrower though.
What? Oh yeah, because it's a spray can and a lighter.
It's a spray can and a lighter. The freaking if you're a viewer and you got a gun in the video game or something that you want us to talk about, hit us up.
Yeah.
Best one, worst one, like they messed up, was the Jurassic Park arcade game.
Arcade game?
Yeah, like wherever you would pull the guns off, you mm-hmm. know, and play the arcade game.
Like a rail shooter? Yeah.
So in that one, every time it shows your character, they're holding a Spaz 12.
Yeah.
And then when you shoot, it's like a machine gun.
That's awesome.
So they like just didn't even understand how guns work. They were like, yep, this is a fucking...
Perfect. That's a boomy.
Yeah.
A boomstick.
Love that
I got
shit.
Two more answers. Because I was thinking about it while we were talking. Guns that aren't real but are in things. Unreal Tournament, game from 2003 and then also 1989.
Yeah.
There is a gun called the Flak Cannon.
Yeah.
Which shoots molten like shards of metal.
Yeah.
In like a shotgun spray. And the alternate fire is it lobs a ball like a catapult that explodes when it lands. And it shoots like all those metal fragments everywhere. Which is great.
The best gun in a video game might be coming out next year, by the way.
Oh,
the Doom?
What's that new Doom game called? It's like
the Dark Ages?
Yeah.
They have a gun that is a shredder, and you put skulls in it, and then it shoots bone fragments out.
Yeah, which is like...
It's awesome.
That, first of all, that's a great idea
for
a Doom game. And then, like, what... Because it's like spraying things in, like, a random pattern, like a shotgun, but it's, like, fully automatic, kind of. It's
yeah, because like, you're just loading skulls in it and shooting bone fragments.
Out, like, a shot. So it's, like, a fully automatic shotgun, kind of.
Yeah. It's I think really it's cool. Supposed to be, like, the ultimate gun.
Oh, like a super weapon of some kind?
Yeah, which that one sucked in the last one.
The other thing
Not
I was...
Not BFG, but the other one.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say, the other fake gun, I haven't played very many Halo games, but, like, most things from Halo are super cool.
The
like,
Needler?
Yeah.
You remember the melee?
Don't you just, like, you take it off of your hand and then, like, smack people with it, right?
No, so, like, if you shoot them with it and then you get enough in there, it explodes. If you melee somebody with the Needler, you just stab them with the top, which is where you load it.
Uh-huh.
And then they're all stuck in them, so it's, like, a one-hit melee.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They took it away, I think.
I have only ever played Halo 1 because the other ones weren't on PC for, like, a super long time.
I think
that
was Halo 2 that you did that in.
Weird story. Halo 2 was on PC, but it got ported like a year after the console version came out. And then also it was only available on Windows Vista, which is the worst operating system. Like, I would rather have MS-DOS than Vista. But anyway.
Why I was late was because I had to buy tires, as we all know.
Yeah.
The tire guy today was like, this is such a bad operating system. Like, this is so dumb. I was like, Windows? And he got all mad. It's like, there's only two fucking operating systems unless it's running on Linux, and I don't think it's running on Linux, bud.
Yeah, no one uses Linux. Well,
except for freaks.
Well, Linux is the most commonly used operating system, but that's like a technical thing because like no one has like a computer that's Linux unless you're like a developer or whatever.
If you use Linux, we'll compare this to gun guys. You're like a guy who has a fucking flintlock rifle.
Well, some of us have a job where we use Linux all the time. I'm not going to specify who.
No, but people who operate their whole computer off Linux.
Oh, yeah, they're weirdos.
Yeah.
Like a Mac.
That's like owning a flintlock and, like, inviting someone to come shoot your flintlock rifle. First off, I don't want to. Second off, fuck off.
I like to be ambidextrous with my operating systems, but we're gonna move on, okay? So, okay. Halo guns are cool, and then...
We can do that last topic before we come back after I shoot the one about don't trust gun store employees whenever you are a female.
Oh, you want to talk about that when we record after the fact? Like,
no, we'll talk about before.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then we'll come back.
All right. You want to go? You want to start okay. that one?
So I saw a great take that was, if you have like a girlfriend or whatever, like girls always want to buy smaller guns, but like it's always the same caliber as a 9mm, you know, usually like a SIG 365, but it's smaller. And if like it's your girl's first time shooting and you take her and have her shoot a SIG 365 and then you have her shoot a Glock 19, she's going to choose the Glock 19 every time because it's more easy to handle and it's less scary and not so snappy.
Yeah.
So all these guys will go buy their girls guns and the store clerk will be like, buy this revolver because you can't operate the safety or a slide or something like that.
Yeah, I
which
hate
is
that.
So stupid, it's by so the dumb. Way. Oh, you can't operate this little safety. Here's a fucking heavy ass revolver.
Yeah.
That can not drop safe.
And also, if you're bad at shooting revolver, it's a safety hazard because you can yeah. blow your fingers off yeah. with the heat from the cylinder. It's bad.
But it's just like, there's this whole market of selling small guns to girls, and that's not what you should do. Like, we're not going to say Glock 19 is a perfect gun because we're fucking little Glock fanboys, but yeah. I would say buy your girl, like, any full size.
Yeah.
First.
I've got a lot of things to say about this, and I also have experience buying a girlfriend a gun, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I asked a lot of guys who have girlfriends and have bought them guns.
Yeah.
And they all said that I should definitely bring it up because lots of them have little tiny guns.
Yeah.
Like Glocks and 40s that their girlfriend has never touched.
Oh, I hate that crap. Okay, so first of all, I got two things to say, mainly. In case you point out the first thing, which is that women, they're capable of shooting handguns that are in normal calibers. They're capable of shooting normal guns that guys shoot.
Yeah.
It's not so much about your strength. Like, having grip strength helps and being strong helps.
Yeah.
But it's more about your form. I've seen girls that are tiny shoot full-size handguns, and it's
there's so many girls in the world who shoot better than
us.
Most guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first thing, girls can shoot guns that guys can.
But like, this
it's
is
about your form.
This is a whole thing of like, if you were a guy and you went in, they would just sell you something
yeah.
that's bigger.
Yeah.
But since you're a girl, they're going to try to sell you something small that's way more dangerous for you to have as your first gun and may scare you away from guns.
Yeah, which is terrible.
Yeah.
The second thing is, I have to tell this to people all the time, and we talked about it kind of last time a little bit. If your gun is not on your person, you basically don't have it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of women, and I do try to be understanding about this because they're like, I don't want to conceal a gun on my body because my, you know, our clothes aren't good for it, right?
Yeah.
Like women's clothing.
Very true, though.
Isn't conducive to carrying a gun a lot of the time.
Yoga pants are the anti. Yeah.
So there's so many channels on YouTube, and I would really recommend viewing some of these. Like just type in like concealed carry for women and then like any YouTube short or like Instagram reel or TikTok or whatever, you can see these women who are wearing like nice outfits, like I don't want to say like skimpy, but they're like more like summer clothes that are more revealing, you know, and they're concealing full-size handguns and it doesn't look weird. It looks comfortable, and they have like, there's so many different products and systems that you can use to conceal a gun with women's clothing that's not keeping it in your glove box or keeping it in your purse, because if it's not on your body, you don't have it. Purse carry sucks. Like, I'd rather you purse carry than not have a gun, but it's just a bad idea. Like, you should not purse carry. So those two things. Keep a gun on your body and then get a real concealed carry. The same advice you'd give to a guy is the same advice you'd give to a girl with guns.
You should not sex sis it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't...
You really should not see a girl walk in and change what you're going to say to them.
And that's not even me being, like, a progressive dude. Like, girls are the same. Because, yeah, there is differences, obviously. Like, they're not going to have quite as much grip strength. They're smaller frames, generally. But, like, the advice doesn't change. It just unfortunately means they're probably going to have to train slightly more because their grip strength isn't going to be as good. Their form's going to have to be that much better.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be some big, strong guy to shoot a gun. There's guys on YouTube that are, like veterans, like Afghanistan, Iraq veterans, and like their hands got blown off in war.
And they still shoot them.
They're still shooting great.
Yeah.
If that guy can do it, a girl who doesn't have any medical problems can shoot a gun. It's fine.
It's ridiculous that they want to sell you that shit.
Also, I dated a girl for a long time, and she wanted to carry a gun, and she knew that I knew a lot about guns. She was like, what gun should I get? And I was like, well, I can't tell you the best gun because it's preference, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, you should definitely get like a semi-automatic. Like, don't mess with the revolver. You should probably get something that is comfortable to you. And I like these brands of handgun. And then we went to a gun store and we shot like 3 or 4 different kinds of handgun. And guess which one she picked? Glock.
Yeah.
She loved the Glock the best.
Square box.
Yeah. And specifically, I got to call this out because it is just such a great gun and nobody talks about it. The Glock 48. Such a good gun specifically for women. That is, it's a single stack 9.
Yeah.
And it's not full size. It's like very similar to the Glock 19.
Yeah.
It's just thinner.
Is that the one that carries 10?
Yeah, it's 10 plus 1.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's fine for a carry gun.
That is a perfect gun for a girl.
Yeah.
God damn it, we're Glock fanboys again.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying, because there are people who don't like Glocks and a lot of people have valid criticisms of Glock. That's fine. I've just always liked them. They've always worked for me. And I like to think I'm very practical when it comes to like carrying a gun and shooting and stuff like that. And women who like, they're not like hobbyists, you know?
Yeah. Save your money, buy her a dagger.
No, don't get her a dagger. It's going to scare her away from guns because she's going to think every gun is a horrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
If you get her a dagger.
If you own a dagger, fuck you.
If you own a dagger, you're probably really good at eating golf balls whole without swallowing or without chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two at a time.
I never chew my golf balls. I learned that the hard way, buddy. I learned that quick. After my first golf ball, I said, "You're not supposed to chew these. Those motherfuckers lied to me at the golf ball store."
I hate the fucking golf ball store. So get her a Glock 48. And if she disagrees with you, you go. She doesn't have good.
This is the worst one yet. Episode 7. We're over. Or 8. I think this is 8.
We're on 8.
But, yeah,
the number of the devil.
Name one other full-size handgun that's not a Glock right now, Sean.
A full-size handgun?
Yeah.
Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, 1720, CZ75. You want me to go on?
See, he's not a Glock fanboy.
I actually like all the guns I just named.
Yeah. CZ75 would be good for a girl.
It'd be the worst choice for a girl.
Yeah, because she's a little freak because he owns a CZ.
That is one of the only guns I'm like, you do need good grip strength because that slide is fucking tiny and heavy.
If you're a girl, you got to buy an Alien Lago.
Oh, that'd be a good first gun for a girl.
And the last. So fucking...
That's so ominous.
It's a $5,000 gun.
I kept... My brother recently had a birthday, and I kept telling him, like, it's your last birthday.
I love telling people that. Somebody posted something, and it was, like, a whole bunch of candles on a birthday cake. And they're like, I can't wait for this to be me. And I was like, one more year. Fucking.
One more year. What about you? Like, do you have a gun that you think girls should get? Like a specific model? Like, what's a good gun for a girl? That's not the Glock 48.
I think we shouldn't do what we did to that one girl that one time. Whenever we had her shoot a 22, gun we had her shoot immediately after a 22 was the M1 Garand.
That was pretty rough.
She's like, guns aren't that bad, and then she shot the M1 Garand, and I don't think she shot a gun for the rest of the time.
I don't know.
That was definitely worth it, though.
It was fun.
Bad people we were.
Well, I will say, despite the story that Case just told, I really don't think it's funny to introduce new shooters to, like, really big, aggressive guns.
Yeah.
The M1...
She asked to shoot it, so it's fine.
Yeah, and also, we did tell her, like, hey, this gun kicks.
Yeah. She asked to shoot it. We held her shoulder while we did it.
Yeah, like, if you hold someone's shoulder while they shoot, that will make them more comfortable. And it also is helpful to make sure the gun doesn't run away from them.
Yeah.
But
I think the first gun... Well, the U.S. military was never wrong, so probably the M9 Beretta.
That's a terrible one. I also think that the...
Anything double action, I want to have them get.
I do say, like, Walters double action pistols. I think those are
pretty... Changed my mind. Those are nice.
Those are good, and those are good carry guns. And I also generally think those grips are a little bit more... Like, if you have smaller hands, like a lot of women do have smaller hands, that's, like, a good gun.
Have you seen the Beretta PX4?
Yes, but remind me,
it was like in 2004, I think it came out, but it was like one of those first concealable carry guns, they said, but it was like the size of like a full size nowadays.
Yeah.
So that would be a good first gun for a girl. It's still kind of small.
That's like a small M9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that'd be good. But it's still super big. It's not like a small gun.
Berettas have always been a little bit clunky because those predate striker fired guns. What's that?
2004 concealed carry.
Oh, if the year is 2000, that's when it was made. Really?
The Beretta PX4.
Here's a question.
It's like making its rounds on YouTube right now because Langdon Tactical fucking made their Gucci version like they always do.
The year is 1979.
Yeah.
What gun do you choose for home defense?
What gun do I choose
for home defense? It's 1979. we're fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all the good guns we have are modern.
You can just get an AK.
Like a cheap Wasser 10 AK?
Yeah.
That would be good. I think for me, I would probably do like a Ruger 10/22.
You get an MP5 in 1979, right? No, it's 80s. No, it's 70s.
Yeah, the MP5 existed. I don't know how available they were, but they were out there.
I would be a Navy SEAL. If it was 1979, I would have been a Navy SEAL. There's no internet, so I wouldn't have anything other to do.
That's true, yeah. I probably
would have been. The only thing that stopped me from being Delta Force was the internet.
Yeah.
And pornography addiction.
That's stopping me from a lot of things, honestly. Yeah. I would say I'd probably be Delta if it was 1979.
I'd be the first 26-year-old president if it wasn't internet porn.
And I'd be the first one to assassinate the 26-year-old president. We'd both be breaking new ground, new territory.
Understandable.
I think so. I think pump action shotguns, Ruger 10/22. Wasser 10 is a good answer.
You can buy a lot of automatic guns in 1979.
They were expensive and you'd have to register for them, but yeah.
Expensive?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I didn't clarify.
$1,000?
Well, no, more than that.
There's like all those pictures of catalogs back then where they're like super cheap automatic guns, right?
From like the 50s, yeah.
That's when it was. That's true.
Because you know what stopped
like. You could buy an AR.
Yeah, you could get an AR.
Yeah.
Yeah, ARs were commercially available, AR-10s in the late 50s and then AR-15s in the early 60s. So yeah. You could have them mailed to your house.
1979 was way too late to say. You could still have everything we already have, basically. But not good versions.
I was going to say you have old, crappy versions of them.
But.
No red dots.
Dude, you could definitely get some good shit.
Okay, let's change it then. Change it. 2005.
2005?
Yeah. Katrina just ruined your town.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I'd probably have that sniper Chris Kyle was using on top of the
to pick off looters.
Yeah.
I think he had a railgun.
He probably did.
That's what he says.
He had the Wonderwall from fucking the Nazi zombies.
Wonder Waffle?
Yeah.
I'd
have the thunder gun.
The thunder gun?
From the Nazi zombies.
Use Thor's hammer.
Yeah, that's how I'd clear the water in Hurricane Katrina.
Why didn't they just vacuum up the water and spit it back in the ocean? I guess they didn't have vacuums. It was 2005.
Hurricanes are hilarious. It's either like the whole city's ruined forever or it's like, I want to hit the land and relax and there's no water.
I'm just glad those dirty people in Louisiana got a well-needed bath.
Oh my God. Louisiana is smelly.
Have you been there? It sucks.
Whenever I went there, I was like, damn, this place does stink. Like the...
Why are cities
where, like that? What's it called? Happens? The fucking holiday?
Oh, Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stinky town!
I genuinely think...
They have some really cool haunted houses.
They do. I think the stereotype is because, like, the people are dirty. I think that there's, like, some sort of weird sewage problem in that city.
There's a lot of cemeteries there, and it's, like, they try to keep everything old.
Yeah.
Because it's, like...
It's, like, an old school, like, stylistic place.
My least favorite type of food is Cajun food.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
I know.
I like
there's Cajun food. There's, like, some Cajun food is, like, the best ever, like freaking crawdads and stuff like that. They're so good, but then like I hate their rice, and they always load you up in the rice and stuff.
It's
spicy rice.
It's kind of like I like American Chinese food in addition to like actual authentic Chinese food, but like the takeout American Chinese food is awesome. I love that.
It's just like made in California.
Yeah, well, it's from like Asian immigrants of multiple nationalities, like making Chinese takeout, and it's like now it's its own thing.
The crab rangoon.
What?
A plant. The crab rangoon was a plant.
Rangoon?
Is it Rangoon?
As in, you know, like the city of Rangoon.
No, shut the fuck. It's Rangoon.
It's not Rangoon.
17 orders of rangoons.
Wait, are you telling me that a crab gooned on this rag?
You're telling me that this rag gooned a crabby goobity.
What were you saying about crab rangoon? It was a plant.
It's like made here.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
What's the other one?
Like everything in
tacos.
Tacos?
I don't know. There's one that's the famous...
Oh, chalupas.
Yeah.
Chalupas, Taco Bell invented chalupas.
What about... this one's going to fucking make us sound like idiots. Is churros from here?
I don't know. I don't know if churros are from here.
They're pretty good.
Churros are good.
Sounds like something America would make. Some dumbass.
I think if you're the person who cinnamon cares... Cinnamon stick. If you care about that, like, well, that's not... That's a churro. That's not real Mexican food. Or whatever the thing
people
is.
People would tell you sushi's not... That's not what sushi tastes like in Japan. Yeah. Well, I'm going to kill you. You're not getting out of my basement, idiot.
I'll open up a little bit. We usually don't talk too much about our private stuff on this podcast, but I'll say this. My family is immigrants.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with people that were not from America, and they had Americanized versions of Italian food.
And they guess hated what? It.
No.
They love it?
Yeah.
Fazoli's was just driving your fucking family
Olive
wild.
Garden and Fazoli's. My family Dude, loves.
Olive Garden is like, if you have to eat one meal for as cheap as you can to be as full as you can.
Olive Garden?
Yeah, they give you so much. They give you unlimited wine.
Oh my God,
it's
I didn't
like
know that.
A king. You walk in and you're a king. They're unlimited breadsticks, unlimited wine, unlimited pasta.
I guess I'm a normal sized human being, so it's I don't. Insane. I can never eat like so much that I actually benefit from the all you can eat. Because they'll charge you like two meals worth and then they can give you unlimited. But I'm like, who can eat more than six bowls of salad and then 18 breadsticks? I can't eat all that shit.
I'll make sure to say this before, because we're probably getting near time, and then we'll do the freaking act we shoot. But
yeah, yeah.
If you're ever sad, just remember you were born in the perfect time to live like a king.
Yes.
You can just go for like $100. You can literally go crazy at
That's true.
Olive Garden and then go fucking sit in your house and have entertainment on the tube.
I was going to say, you can, within a 10-minute drive of you, most likely, you can go and get unlimited food and then get trashed on alcohol for like $100.
That's like the most king shit ever.
It is. People used to kill
like
for
a
that.
Fat idiot who's drunk and full all the time. So, you're welcome, America.
I grew up around people that were actually like Sicilians and Italians and stuff, and they loved cheap knockoff Italian food that is not authentic at all. And so every time, like when I hear people be like, they're like, that's not real Mexican or that's not Chinese. I'm like, get over yourself. It's food. God. It tastes good. It
tastes good as fuck.
It's good food. It can be good and not authentic. Those things aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
All right, Case, what's your favorite color?
Red.
All right. Well, we're in the podcast, guys. We'll see you in a bit. We're going to go shoot this match. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We just shot the match.
Man, I'm tired.
Yeah,
it was a long day.
Tell. We're tired as fuck. We started at like 10 and it went to like 5:30.
Yeah, it was, I'd
like
say.
Seven. It was like I worked a shift.
Seven-ish, 7.5 hours of shooting.
Yeah.
So.
So, the reason it was so long, I did fine, by the way. I didn't do, like, amazing. I didn't do bad. And the people we were with sucked, so I felt good.
I think you did great.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous there at all or anything.
I think you did really, really good. But.
Yeah, I shot with 365. Everybody else had long guns. By the end, everybody's telling me I did really good for such a little-ass gun.
Well, not long guns, but full-size handguns with dots on them, you know? And you had a carry gun with a dot on it, which makes a massive difference.
So here's the differences between me and Sean's first match. This thing was... We're not going to tell you what it's called, but it was, like, cowboy-themed.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest match of the year, so it has the most shots. Like, it was a fucking shootout. It was like we were crawling through the fucking mud. There was one, whoever, with every mag I had, I could only miss one. I had 60 rounds on me. So it's 59 rounds. That was the longest one.
The round count for these were
insane.
Astronomically
Sean
high.
Sean had to borrow a mag from somebody.
Yeah, which I don't want to talk about me too much. Like, I'll tell some of my stories at later, but I, because this is your first match.
My thoughts were, so it came back. It all came full circle. I said I don't like metal mags, like it's a thing of the past, and we should all go to polymer mags, and guns should start being... By the way, the reason most guns don't have polymer mags is because it's easier to make metal mags, and like it makes your gun smaller.
Yeah.
So it's easier to double check it. But it's like a thing of the past, and they mess up easier. So I'm running SIG 365, and it's a metal mag. And I had two mags that were messed up. If you fill these things to the max like you're supposed to, they do not fit in the gun. I was slapping them in there. Which you have time to slap them in there to get them in, you know? And when the gun went dry, it was fine. Had one mag that exploded twice in six things.
Yeah.
And I still was fine. And so, first one, we started, and they all thought I was really a noob because my mag dropped straight out, and they restarted because it was my first time. I wasn't a noob. My mags were busting out.
Your mags were fucked up.
Yeah. And luckily, that one was only, like, 48 rounds, so I had enough to finish it. And I think I had a miss on that one.
We should probably
I hit the... No shoot.
You had one no shoot on that one. We should point out, though, like, some of these magazines aren't even yours. Like, you're borrowing magazines from somebody else.
So I brought five magazines that had 12 each to equal 60, and it still wasn't enough for this match. It was crazy.
There was one...
we did not know it was going to be that big.
No, we had no idea. Well, because everyone was saying, like, oh, USPSA matches are only, like, 35 rounds.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, anybody could get into it. Yeah. And everybody, I heard it 6 times because I was a new shooter. They were like, this should not be your first match. And I did fine.
You did really good. You did great.
The fact that I was carrying a conceal and carry gun and shot it was crazy because I was getting way better hits than everybody else.
I think that, you know, I said this to you a lot, both during the match and afterwards, but the fact that you were performing the way that you were with the equipment you had speaks volumes of your talent as a shooter. You really were doing great.
There's this guy who's, like, a professional. Like, he was, like, really pro, it seemed like. And then he shot. He sucked. He was really fast, and he didn't miss targets, which is good. But his, like, he was bad.
I saw that guy.
He was hitting deltas.
Yeah, I saw that guy that we were going to start shooting with him, and
I was excited.
I was too. I was like, this guy's going to be great. He's going to show us all up, and I want to watch him, and I'm glad he's going first.
Yeah.
And then he shot, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, he sucks. He's going so fast, and he's missing everything, and he's got gear that is way too overpriced.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of – I didn't like his personality. Like, so he was kind of rude.
First one, shot fine. Had the thing, but they restarted for me.
First stage. Yeah.
Second stage, did even better. That one I did probably the – second best. And then the third stage, which was the big one, the 59 one, was probably the stage I did the best at, but something crazy happened.
Yeah.
So what are we going to change this guy's name to?
I think we can call him Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. That's what I would call him.
Yeah.
He's this old guy, and he's really nice.
Super old guy.
Super old. Like,
he shouldn't be doing this.
He should not be shooting this.
Because he's old.
And everybody was shooting a handgun, and then this guy basically just had an AR-15 that had 9mm.
He had a pistol caliber carbine, like an AR-15 that was chambered in 9mm.
But it was huge.
Yeah, it was a giant gun, and I want to talk about his equipment later, but it's not important right now.
The way he walked around with it, too, was super bad.
You could tell he was not proficient with his gun.
So, he wasn't flagging anybody, but he would hold it straight up in the air, which I don't know if that's how you're supposed to walk around with it, but that's not what I would do.
Yeah.
And then, there's all these extra rules to shoot a PCC that's stupid, and he's, like, the slowest shooter ever. Anyways, the one that we shot, it was like you start in the middle and it's the shape of a star, so you have to work your way around the star as you shoot. And for some reason, it was the easiest. I don't know why it was the easiest, but basically what you had to do was there was one hidden one, so not even a lot of hidden ones. This thing had a lot of hidden targets.
Yeah.
So you have to run to the edge of the stars, and then you just light up targets, and you're right next to them, so you like can't miss. That's why it was the easiest. It was just like a shootout, which is why it was called like...
The sheriff of a shootout. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, like, stupid. So, that one was the best. Anyways, I'm shooting that one. Probably my best run.
You're doing really good on this one.
I was doing really good. And this guy was...
meandering.
He was running the tablet, too.
Yeah.
He had the tablet?
He was... Well, that case means, like... when you have the tablet, you're in charge of keeping score for the match that's being currently shot.
I was still shooting, and I just, like, lit up 8 targets. So I was shooting fast as fuck. And they start screaming. I thought I flagged somebody. I knew I didn't flag anybody, so I was like, I didn't flag anybody. I don't know why they're screaming, but I guess they're going to stop me. I look left. This motherfucker, Mr. Rogers, is
downrange,
pasting the targets. And everybody's like, what the fuck? And he was like, holy shit. I thought you said to start pasting. He was like 9 targets deep.
You were about to swing your gun over that direction, too.
Like, and I was just pointing at the gun, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Dude,
so then they're like, Mr. Rogers, get back here. He goes back, and my range safety officer who follows me and stuff and keeps everybody safe, he looks me dead in the eyes. He goes, I got to take a break. And he just like he handed off the fucking shot timer and walked off.
He looked like a detective who had just seen the goriest crime scene ever.
That could have been so bad. But
it could have been bad.
That's probably the worst case scenario, by the way. But as a first-time shooter, and then you have like this old guy who does not know what he's doing, like just down range. If I was the range officer, I would have shit myself.
It was really bad. Like
I was about to whip my gun that way.
Yeah, well, dude, the RSO screamed. He was like, stop, stop, stop. And I was like, oh my God, like someone got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first, like, someone's, like, got shot just now.
You're like, Case was shooting, Case killed somebody.
No, well, because you weren't in the middle of firing. You were, like, in the middle of a reload. Or, like, you know, you were just shooting some other targets that were elsewhere. And then the RSO screamed, and then I looked, and I was like, oh, fuck, Mr. Rogers is right there.
It was like seeing a bear in the woods. I looked left, and then, like, a little bit away from me, there was just, like, a fucking guy in a Mr. Rogers sweater pasting targets. I was like, what is that fucking idiot doing? And they're like, you're going to reshoot? And everybody's, like, offering me ammo and shit. No one gave me ammo.
Yeah, that was weird too. Yeah. My favorite thing about that though is that Mr. Rogers, like, because you know how like old men have their mouth hanging open because like they're just, I don't know, they're old and decrepit.
Yeah.
You look over at Mr. Rogers and he's like, he's like the ghost of Chernobyl past.
Dude, I forgot. Did you hear? So remember the guy who was shooting that fucking, what was it, a canic?
Yeah, that kept jamming. Yeah.
Okay, so he shot one and he broke 180 really bad. And
yeah,
then he
horrible.
And then he admitted to breaking 180. And Mr. Rogers was like, "That fuck that guy." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Dude, you were downrange. Literally the worst thing you can do."
Mr. Rogers was trying to commit suicide on the shooting range.
And then like the two things later, he forgot he even did that, and some guy was fucking accidentally broke 180 plane and they didn't call it out, and he was like, "Fuck that guy. That guy cheated."
Dude, that's another thing about Mr. Rogers is that he was a really okay, like we're not trying to be mean to it. Like,
he was awesome.
He was a nice guy, he was fun.
He let us use his loader, which helped because Sig Max fucking sucked.
Especially yours, your broken
fuck
one.
365
it was
Max.
Bad. But like Mr. Rogers would tell me something and then forgot he told it to me and then like tell me again.
Legend, dude.
And I'm like, dude, you're probably too old to be doing this. Like,
he also helped Sean cheat.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. I cheated on my first stage. So just as some background, like we showed up to this, we were not expecting the round count to be this insane.
Yeah, and we
so I brought a bunch of ammo and magazines, but
no matter what, he wouldn't have enough mags.
Yeah, I didn't have enough mags and round count for this for these stages. So I started looking around everybody who was in our squad, and I was like, who has
a Glock mag?
Who has a Glock mag? Because I shoot Glock 17 magazines.
Hey, look at this guy who has a PCC, and it has a 40-round Glock mag.
Yeah, and I was like, do you have any magazines I can use? And I was thinking he would just give me, like, one of his normal 17s or, like, a 20-round. Or,
yeah.
But then he's like, yeah, here, use this fucking thing. It was, like, a 45-round mag.
Yeah, it was bigger than the gun.
And I was like, is this okay to use? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. So Sean Suchet, and then they're like, what group are you shooting in? He's like, carry optics.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot use that mag. And he's like, what do you mean? And they're like, you're gonna have to be an open gun if you want to use that 40-round mag. And he's like, I don't know. Like, Mr. Rogers over there. Like, Mr. Rogers, that guy's a fucking retard.
You don't listen to Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
So Sean got to shoot his first stage, and like, I think he shot the whole stage except for one reload.
I had to reload like four rounds because I shot 50 times and only had to reload the last like.
That
four.
Should feel good.
No.
What do you mean? It didn't feel good to shoot?
Have you shot those big mags before? No. Because they suck.
Oh.
The spring tension in them is constantly changing because, like, imagine, like, 45 rounds of 9mm compressing
just,
a spring.
Like, bouncing around.
Yeah, it feels bad. And I did get one malfunction because of that. In a rifle, it's fine. But in a handgun, you really shouldn't be using those giant mags. But I did technically cheat on my first one.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of looked the other way because Mr. Rogers, like, everyone was just kind of patient with him. You know?
Okay, so here's what the differences between me and Sean's. Sean's was like way easier because there was way less rounds. We got put in the best group ever, so we had a great time.
My first match versus your first match.
Yeah, right? My first match, biggest one of the year. Way too many rounds. We got put with the old folks.
Yeah, we
they
did.
They were all old. And then this guy lied about being a first-time shooter, broke like three rules, and shot horrible the whole time. So they would have helped him if he would have just said he was a first-time shooter. And he didn't even tell them. Idiot. Then three people on our last thing, instead of helping pick up, as soon as they were done shooting,
they
left.
Fucked off.
Yeah,
they just
didn't
left.
Pace targets. One of them didn't pace targets the whole time. He was a fucking asshole.
You had a dick. Yeah,
yeah,
I hate that.
He immediately left because his dog needed to be let outside. Fuck that guy. And so we're saying this because whenever you clean up the target area, it takes forever. And everything's heavy. And our group took so long that all the other ranges were cleaned up.
Dude, we had like people that were like old enough to be the Archduke of Austria shooting in our group, so that didn't help. Like, they were just so slow.
And then like everybody was impressing us whenever we shot with Sean's first time, and everybody was not impressing me this time. The guys who were the fastest missed so much,
a crazy amount.
Yeah, the guy who left early, who was like, by the way, he was like one of those guys who's like, I'm a USPSA master. Didn't talk to anybody. As soon as he was done shooting, loaded his guns and then sat in the shade. Didn't pace targets. He ran the clock once and messed it up for me and Sean both.
Yeah,
then he left immediately.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, sucked. So, that guy sucked. Didn't do good. Actually, he did. He got 16th.
Well, he placed really well, but this, I don't know.
That's the only thing I don't like about USPSA. Because me and Sean both had lots of great hits on targets, and we didn't miss a lot of targets. And everybody else just was, like, flinging rounds down range as fast as they could.
I don't like how it emphasizes speed over accuracy. I really feel that practical shooting should be the other way around.
Yeah.
It should be accuracy and speed, but accuracy always comes first because as no matter what you're doing, whether you're a civilian, a cop, or a military, like, you're accountable for every round you fire in all three of those settings. So you need to be accurate.
That was so much harder than yours.
It was really hard,
It was insanely hard.
I do.
And you missed so many targets. By the way, so I shot the first five perfect. There's six of them. Sixth one, we'd just been cooking all day because it was actually hot as fuck outside. I just got very lost. By the way, I was walking the stage at the beginning, and then I told Shiana, I was like, I don't know. I'm going to walk the stage, like, once and, like, look at everything, but it kind of just, like, psychs you out, and I would rather, like, watch other people shoot and see how they do it. So I don't walk the last stage, and that's the one where I missed all the targets because I was lost. I was like, wait. I kept going back and shooting the same target. I shot, like, one target six times, and then I had – those rounds should have been on these other two.
I almost said something – well, because, like, you were like, I don't think you really need to walk the stages, and there was a
– You do need to walk the stages, but you don't need to do them like you do because it'll psych you out. But you should get a plan to hit every target.
You should develop a plan regardless of what you do, right? Yeah. But, like...
And then the one I didn't walk it as much, and I figured out, like, oh, you don't have to walk it. I just watched the guy who's really good and then copied his route, and it was way better than what I came up with. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just watch this guy. And then I watched that guy, and he, like, sucked.
That's definitely, like, an experience thing, though, is, like, because that guy sucked because he was going too fast. Like, if he slowed down, it would have been much better, you know?
Yeah, he probably would have been first.
If he slowed down just, like, literally just a second to get those hits. Because he was missing so much.
Dude, I just wish we could see Keith shoot.
Oh, man.
Where did Keith place? Fourth?
Yeah, he plays fourth
the entire... He got fourth a game. He's so fucking good.
We figured out he's over 65.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy is over 65.
He looks like a fucking...
Marathon runner.
Yeah, like, he looks like a 40-year-old guy.
He's in such good shape.
Yeah.
And we saw him driving a four-wheeler, and I told Case, I was like... I bet Keith fucking drives that thing at 120 on the highway.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the guy who introduces us has a podcast, too.
Yeah, we figured out. Yeah. The range master of this entire organization also has a podcast.
Yeah, Range Daddy has a fucking potty.
All right. You think you're better than us because you have a podcast, too?
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. But
I want to say real quick, like, my first match, I felt fit my personality very well. And then your, like, this one fit yours too.
Yeah, I'm
like,
a fucking cowboy, baby.
Mine was very clean cut and, like, organized. And we learned a lot. It was very surgical and clinical. And I felt that was, like, a really good experience for me. And then we show up to this one. And it's like, dude, we got fucking people wigging out downrange. We got people freaking out.
Dude.
Things are not where they're supposed to be. Shit is crazy at this range. And I'm like, this is very Case. Like, I'm glad that this is Case's first experience I can't imagine anyone else like having this experience as at their first competitive event. Like this is so you. It fit perfectly.
Yeah, also like these guys were just letting me down because everybody had really nice guns and stuff.
Yeah,
I guess the irons. I guess this really did show that optics is amazing and optics are the future. Because I was just dinging them with a 365, a little 3-inch barrel. These guys have full sizes, and I was hitting alphas better than them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. There was,
I was tearing it up with those optics.
There was one guy in our group, and we'll just call him Umbrella Man because I didn't like this guy at all. There was two Umbrella. I'm going to call this guy Umbrella Man because he shot and he didn't bring enough magazines or ammo, which, to be fair, I didn't either, but I'm not so socially ridiculous that I couldn't, like, ask someone else for, like, to help, you know?
No one had what he had, though. There was a can. Actually, the cop guy had what he had. There was two guys.
There was plenty of guys who could have helped him out, but he was such an idiot that he didn't ask.
There were three canics there. He could have fucking used any of those. And his ideal for that was to just shoot one at every target.
Which is the correct move if you're going to do that, but it's just a dumb idea. But this guy, I hated this guy because I don't care how well you shoot, but if you're going to go to these events, don't sit there and be useless. This guy was probably, I don't know, what, 45, 50, like that, in that range. And it would be time to, like, paste up targets and clean up for the next guy to shoot. And he's just sitting there talking about how he got divorced and how much he hates his life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, get off your ass. He's basically
stealing time from you.
He is.
Yeah.
And the RSO directly, like, made eye contact with him and was like, hey, guys, we need help pacing down range. This guy ignored the RSO and kept talking about his life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're a dick. But the more important thing, how he shot... He had a canic with iron sights.
Yeah. Shot like shit.
Don't
buy a canic.
Canics suck, first of all. We learned that. I already thought that, but this confirmed it.
Every time I shot a canic, I was like, ew.
Well, also, what we figured out today is, like, how many malfunctions did I have today? I had two.
Yeah.
One was a magazine issue, and the other one was just, like, a freak accident. Like, you know, malfunctions happen. Could have been my form. Could have been my ammo.
Canik's the one that whenever you buy it, the case, you get like a miniature of your gun. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
You get a miniature Canik?
Yeah,
tiny. It does something, too.
It clicks.
Like, ooh!
Yeah.
It's, keychain?
Yeah, it's a little keychain that clicks.
Maybe, never mind. I changed my whole outlook on a gun because of a keychain.
The point I was making is that, you know, I had two malfunctions. One of them was a mag issue, but I have a Glock. Glocks are kind of known for just being guns. Like, they're like the Honda Civic of guns, right? Yeah. They just work. Canik's? I hear people defending Canik's all the time. Dude, how many people shot with Canik's today and they had crazy malfunctions every stage?
Everybody was trying to figure out, like, is it the ammo that's messing up our Canik's? Is mine not messing up?
Dude, you have
and a Canik. And then that guy's, like, messed up 3 times after he said that. I was like, meh.
If you're,
like, maybe it is the Canik.
If your gun can't go 50 rounds without having some catastrophic jam, your gun sucks.
That SIG 365 was going crazy.
The SIG was chewing through those.
The only thing that messed up was the mags. And, no failure to feed. It fed a fucking broken mag.
I was going to say, the SIG was so reliable that it fed through. Like, you had a broken spring in one of your mags.
I was holding the Glock mag upside down and fucking, not really.
Your SIG really proved itself today, I feel. Like, as a carry gun.
The mag exploded. It was crazy.
Your rounds, I had to smash it. I had to smash it on concrete to get those rounds out.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then we just fucking put them down range. No ammo problems this time. Fix that problem. Maybe one day we'll have the blue ammo like everybody else.
People are using synthetic plastic ammo, which... Yeah,
it's stupid.
I like it, but... It is cheaper. I actually like that ammo. The problem is...
shoot cardboard is probably good.
Yeah, to shoot cardboard and paper, it's fine. I've heard that it's actually pretty good against soft tissue, but I don't know if that's true. I'm skeptical of it, you know?
More for shooting competition, I bet.
Which is fine for that, you know? Do you want to talk about that one guy who's shooting super carry?
Oh, my God. I'm not sure. Okay, so this guy shot the whole match with super carry, and he had, like, a super Gucci gun. And yeah. I don't know if you know what 9mm super carry is, but it's like a new round that's supposed to be great. It is so expensive. How much is a round of 9mm super carry? Podcast Google.
I believe it's about... Wait, podcast Google?
Yeah, you do a podcast Google while I keep it going.
We're podcast Googling right now.
All
right.
So, 9mm super carry...
Yeah?
Is... super carry.
Super carry. Super carry.
I bet it's like fucking 30 super carry. No, it's not.
30 super carry, but it's 9mm super carry, basically. Let's see. How much is it? Federal premium is...
Oh, come on.
I just want to buy it.
But anyway, so this guy's shooting it with his Gucci gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? And then he shows it to me. And I've seen it at the store because I accidentally almost bought it. Because if you've ever owned a gun, you've accidentally almost bought a caliber of something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a really expensive box of hollow points, so I'm going to buy this, because the more expensive it is, the better it is, which also isn't true every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that. But then I learned what super carry was. Dude, he shot the biggest match of the year, most rounds, probably. I think we were supposed to bring 450.
Yeah.
Like, 450 is what you shot. Or 400 is what you shot. And a box of, like, 50 of these things is...
So they're about 90 cents a round.
So it's a dollar a round.
Yeah, basically.
That guy just shot like $400.
Probably more than that, honestly. Yeah, like he shot ripping, so, dude. So much.
It was a... But so he had the heaviest gun there. It was like a open... What's it called?
Open division?
Yeah, open division, whatever. Like, it shoots gas everywhere, and it shoots better because it's basically a giant ported expensive Gucci gun.
Yeah.
And... We shot the last one. He was like, dude, that one was so long. It was heavy. And then he was clearing his gun at the end. And I've never held one. You know, if you fucking never held something, you go hold it. And it looks like a gun from, like, Judge Dredd. It's so big.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, can I hold that to see, like what's so good about it? So it's, like, heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
Those guns. But then the slide was, like, as smooth as butter. Because I remember I racked it.
I mean, that's kind of like a staccato, you know? Staccatos are heavy.
It was basically just a staccato with a whole bunch of ports in the side. A
bunch of shit on it, yeah. Like, that's kind of what it is.
Kind
of
looked like that. But, I mean, it, like, the barrel is, like, extended at least 2 inches, and it's just all ports. And whenever you see these guns shoot, like, a whole bunch of gas shoots out the side, because that's why it's called open carry. It's basically an open gun.
They're also so much louder.
Yeah, they were pretty loud. They're sick, but, I mean... I would never be that much into a sport. And everybody was like, why are you shooting a 365? And they were telling me I was doing good with it. And I was like, that's what I carry. Like, I don't know. Shouldn't you fucking trade with what you carry?
You should, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you were doing
something. If you're a cop, bring a Glock. If you're a fucking...
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I shoot with a full-size gun. I just like... I think it's a good baseline, you know? Yeah. It's not a race gun. It's not a carry gun. It's just the middle ground, right? I carry a stock gun with a dot on it. I think that's a good metric of how good I am as a shooter. But I do, like, think you deserve a lot of credit for bringing your gun. Like, the gun that functionally you would be using.
Yeah.
You know?
There's this one really good USPSA shooter on YouTube. I can't remember his name, but he shoots a shield.
Does he really?
That's his main gun. He's like, let me show you the shield. And then, like, he's really good. But when you watch him shoot, he, like, pulls out the shield. He's like, this gun sets the standard because that's what I've shot all my matches with.
That's
he pulls out his shield.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing looks like it's been to Fallujah. You've
been to war. I think that to me should be the heart of USPSA. It's just
so good. He's so good, like, it doesn't matter what he shoots, and he's comfortable with that.
Well, know? Also, I mean, I'm not afraid to name drop Mil-Spec Mojo. He's popular. Yeah, he's people know who he is. But, you know, he's a cop, and he shoots, he has a standard Glock, sometimes 17, sometimes 19, but
yeah.
He just shoots that with an acro on it, and he's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
With that stock gun, you know? And it's like, you have no excuse.
That one guy, by the way, who was carrying this 30 super carry with the open gun or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He was like, I used to shoot a Glock and like I like never did good, so I got rid of the Glock and got this open carry and now it's good. And I was like, dude, you should just fucking put all that time and money into shooting the Glock like crazy and you would have got better.
Yeah.
It's not the gun.
It's
sometimes
not.
It is, but it also changes your division. So, like, everybody's going to be faster with that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you could have just got better with the Glock.
Well, I was telling you this in the car. I think it's very true, and I want to talk about it on the podcast a little bit. I think that when it comes to competitive shooting, or any shooting, really.
Or anything competitive, there's always going to be the Gucci guys.
Yeah, well, I think that you should not buy expensive equipment
until
that equipment is the limiting factor of your ability.
Yeah.
So I think that, for the most part, guns are more accurate than people. That's true for most people, yeah. Right? You shouldn't go and buy a bunch of fancy equipment until that's the only thing holding you back.
Yeah.
And I feel, for the first time in a while, that's where we're at. I think our equipment is holding us back as shooters.
It's just Max.
true. It's just Max. But the point I'm making, like, that's a good spot for us to be in.
Yeah, go and buy Maggies.
I feel that other people don't really understand that concept. Like, there was a lot of guys we saw today that had spent a lot of money on their equipment.
Yeah,
and I'm like, guys, you just need to go and practice slow fire at the range. I know it's boring. I know it sucks. But that's how you got to get better.
Yeah, everybody was saying that we actually shot really good. I was like, yeah, we shoot a lot of rounds at the flat range and shit.
Yeah, we do. We practice with practical stuff. And, like, you know, not to be – I don't want to be arrogant about this, but I did place better. Like, I checked the score and stuff. I did place better than, like, most of the people that we were shooting with.
Yeah, there were more people this time.
Yeah. And
I think I got 50th out of 70, so yeah, that'll show you how bad a 365 and like 50 arrows on everything was.
Yeah. I did, I don't know. I think, Case, you did really good for your first match. I think bringing a carry gun to a competitive match, everyone should do that at least once. Even if competitive shooting isn't for you, you should go and take your carry gun to a thing where you're kind of put on a clock, you're taken out of your comfort zone. That to me is why I got into competitive shooting. It's to test yourself, see how good you actually are, get out of your comfort zone, learn how to get better. And it's also, you just need to be with your carry gun, putting yourself in difficult situations.
The best thing was the guy who came up to me and told me he had a 365. These are the guys you didn't like, by the way. And then yeah. He was like, why are you shooting a 365 here? I was like, that's all I have, and I carry it every day. Like, I don't have a full size.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's a good idea to, like, come to one of these matches and shoot like what you carry every day, because I carry a 365 XL. Maybe I should shoot that. And I was like, yeah, no shit.
Well, obviously.
Whoa, you had a thought for the first time? Why are you shooting this gun you're never going to carry?
Because, like, it's fun, I guess.
Yeah, which... you can go shoot that at the flat range and try it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're not carrying it, like, you shouldn't train crazy with it.
No, you shouldn't.
You just throw rounds down range like an idiot.
Case, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, because it's Case Goes Pro the episode.
Yeah.
I got to ask you some questions. First of all, how do you think you did?
Not good. I did okay.
You don't think you did good?
If I had all the mags right, I think I would have done... I would have been impressed with myself, but...
Yeah.
Like, all the failures I had, and then fucked my score on that one.
Yeah. So, you're saying, like, there's...
Oh, we said his name. Damn. Mr. Rogers. Whatever.
We'll bleep it out.
Nah, that's fine.
We'll bleep it out. So what do you think you could do better? Like, we're going to do this next month.
What can I do better?
Yeah.
I need to actually walk the stages.
Yeah.
Well, I did that at first because I was worried, and then it was, like, stressing me out. It wasn't stressing me out. It was just, like, psyching me out. So I was like, I don't even need to do this. That messed up one of my stages. So I'll make sure to at least walk it or at least watch it. And then I think I should buy something to load my Sig Mags if I'm going to shoot it more. Because loading that Sig Mags was literally, like, slowing me down. Because one of the things that makes you shoot it better is pasting the targets, by the way.
Yeah.
Because if you're, like, fifth string and you get to walk it five times while you're pasting the target, you'll see what everybody's missing. So now you'll pay more attention to that. So I wasn't being able to paste the targets as much as I wanted compared to whenever I didn't shoot at all.
I'm realizing people may not know what we mean by paste the target. So
you, like, have to go down and put a sticker over the hole.
Yeah, you find the gunshot holes in the target, you put a little sticker over them. That's all it is. So it looks clean for the next guy who shoots. That's all that is.
Yeah. But, so I would like to be able to load my mags faster.
Yeah.
Which we were borrowing somebody else's things that helped. And then I would definitely, like, we were making fun of Keith last time because we were like, Keith was fucking cleaning his mags.
Between turns every stage, you got to do that.
No, it was only the last stage he did it, I'm pretty sure.
I saw him do it twice.
Really?
Yeah.
He was popping those things open quick, too. But I'm saying, like, I bet if I cleaned out my mag, they would work great.
Yeah, for sure.
But now they're going to work better because of the, you really got to break in those Sig mags.
You do.
They are shit.
So
they're not shit. They have good tension. It's just, they're not good for shooting a lot.
The gun, like, Sig guns are fantastic.
Yeah, now they are really good.
I don't like how expensive the magazines are, but they seem to work pretty well. Like, yours were kind of fucked up.
With how small they are and how much they carry, they're great mags.
I was going to say,
but whenever a failure happens,
it's a bad time.
Like, the spring wasn't popping out sometimes. It was just, like, the bullets were stuck halfway down and weren't pushing up. Yeah. And we were beating it on a rock to make it pop up.
Which, if you're doing and that then, to a mag, it's not good.
And then there's a lot of mag problems, and this guy kept saying, like, by the way, everybody was not just dropping their mags on the ground. I went up, and I had five reloads on my first one, and everybody just started dropping mags like crazy.
Yeah.
And then every time someone had a problem, they were blaming it on dropping their mags. Like, oh, I shouldn't have dropped my mags. Now they're dirty, and they don't work.
That's bullshit.
If you can't drop your fucking mags,
they're shit.
They're shit.
Yeah.
And that's why Glock mags are great.
So, did you have fun?
Oh, dude, it was just so fun.
Super
fun
time.
And every single time I'd go up, and I would walk it and all this stuff, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this up. And then whenever you get in there and you're shooting it, you don't fuck it up. Because, like,
you're
when you
zone.
Actually do it, it works. Like, whenever you put bullets in the fucking targets, you don't lose track of targets and shit.
Yeah.
You know where you hit. You're close enough. There's this, the one with the star was amazing whenever I ran down and just, there was, like, four targets there. And, like, just seeing how fast you can shoot four targets is so cool.
Yeah.
It makes you not think that highly of, like, watching action movies and stuff.
Because you're just so close to the target, you just rip
it. They had these targets where one of them was you shoot them in the chest, and then it was like a hostage, and then you shot it in the head. And I was like, damn, you can really fucking fuck somebody up in a gunfight. No wonder guns are so scary.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's super cool. Are you going to do this next month?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure?
Yeah. I mean, just imagine that, like, the three barrels on the star one. You got there, and there's four people. Those four people don't see you. And you're that close and you have a gun.
Yeah.
You just killed all four of those people. That's crazy.
It's super cool. Yeah.
That's crazy that they're that effective.
I think that this was a great first match for you. I also think
that was an insane first match. I think I'm going to fuck it up next time.
I think you are too. Well, everyone was like, oh, it's not a good first match because it's so hard. I'm like, dude, this is the perfect first match because it's so hard.
Yeah,
you're
going to
do
true.
So good for the next one.
I tell you what problems did I not have that should impress everybody? I had no problem reloading. I had no problem pulling mags. I had no problem, like, walking around and handling everything.
Yeah.
My only problems were failure of the gun and the gun I used.
You had no safety concerns at all. Like, you didn't.
I had no safety on my gun. No safety.
Well, you didn't cause anything because we shot with a guy who broke 180. Should have been disqualified for that, by the way.
Yeah,
that was
bad. From my time in the Marines, I know everything about, like, when something crazy happens, just what to do. I put that gun directly in the dirt when I saw that motherfucker downrange.
Yeah.
Like, what is that
fucking idiot doing?
You know how to
I was like, hey, I'm unloaded showing clear. I showed the RSO. But, I mean, a new shooter, that would have been insane.
That's one of the reasons I like going shooting with you in particular is because I just know out of everybody that I shoot with, like, you just know how to not accidentally shoot people. Like,
I've done tons of safety violations.
Well, sure.
But I've had tons of... I'm probably the person you know the most who's been in situations where somebody could have got shot. Yeah.
That's true.
It's like at least 4 times now.
You have a weird... One of your weird superpowers is that you're just around people that are dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I make them have safety violations all the time.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I've seen you approach people at the range so many times of just like, hey...
That's how you got your mag today. I walked up to Mr. Rogers like, hey, I see you shooting. What kind of Glock mag you got right there? And he was like, you want a 40-round mag?
You want a cheat, kid?
Sure. yeah, he gave you the drugs.
He did. He helped us cheat. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to talk about, like the difference in quality between people in my first match versus your first match.
Had the fucking retard squad.
We had some rough... customers today.
Oh my god, even the RSO, whenever the craziest thing happened, whenever somebody was downrange while somebody was shooting, I went up to him and he was like the guy who like they have hired. I was like, that's really bad, like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. And he was smoking a cigar and he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, you don't know, you're the guy with the radio to talk to range command. Kick this guy off.
If you haven't, like...
By the way, if Mr. Rogers wasn't an old senile man, they would have kicked anybody else off of that range.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know why they didn't kick him off. You cannot do that.
Maybe they just, like, feel bad or something, but he was too old. He shouldn't be doing that.
If it was me or you who did that, we would have not been finished the match.
And we would have... We would have deserved it. Like...
Yeah. They might have let us come back, but that was insane.
Dude.
But also... Whenever you shoot matches like that, you know shit like that's going
to
happen.
And I don't want to be mean to Mr. Rogers. He loaned me a mag. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was super nice, and, like, he was helping every time the match ends. He would, like, get up and help, like, pace targets and stuff and pick stuff up. Like, he was really good and helpful, but I just felt bad because I was like, dude, it's hot today. Like, it was a really hot day.
Here's other reasons why we were in the retard squad.
Yeah.
The guy who left early, who was, like, the USPSA master... He kept trying to, like, sneak up and pasty targets when people went down, like, passing, like, he was, like, in where you're supposed to walk.
Yeah.
Like, at any point, that guy can run back and do that. And he's, like, watching it and always staying behind the RSO.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, to get a pasty in quicker, first off, you already don't like pasty, and now you're going to, like, cheat to pasty faster.
Yeah.
And then the other guy who was really stupid was the guy who, while people was working, or while people were shooting, he was the next guy up. And whenever they moved down, he started working. Did you see him do that?
I did see that.
That is not smart at all.
No, you got to give people some fucking
give space. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen in the box.
They could fall back and like, oh, I missed target. I got to go back.
But like, he just like started working. And I was like, we're still shooting here. Fucking get some pasties and be ready to pick which one you're going to do. Why are you working? Even if you're shooting next, you don't have to pasty if you're shooting next.
Yeah.
But you're not working while someone's shooting.
No, you should.
If I looked back and somebody was like working while I was shooting, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, that's it's a bad idea.
What are you doing, bro? Fucking idiot.
Despite all that, though, like...
Yeah, so we had great guys of yours, and mine was idiots, and it was all fine.
Which, weirdly, I don't know how this, like, the universe works in mysterious ways. Like, that just works out. Like, I felt like the guys that I shot with were like... quiet professionals, you know, like they were really good, they were nice guys, but they weren't super talkative. Yo,
honestly, if your first match was how mine went today,
yeah,
like that, I bet we wouldn't have came back the next month.
Probably not,
because you wouldn't have liked it.
I would have,
and complained. I would have been like, I'm at the back and I saw all these safety violations and it was crazy. Also, if I wasn't shooting and I saw that motherfucker walking up to pasty targets, I would have shut that shit down so quick. What was everybody doing back there?
So
you were filming, which
I was
fine.
Yeah, I was.
You were filming me shoot, and then everybody else, even the second RSO, were just like idiots.
Yeah. I got to ask you.
There's like 12 guys.
It's so, god damn, that was so ridiculous. The RSO was like yelling at people like, hey, we need help out here. And people were just like sitting down, ignoring it.
That guy was like... 3 rungs deep. He had already paced it 6 targets and no one noticed why I was shooting.
Oh my god.
Insane! You were filming. And then everybody who was actually watching the whole event. By the way, the guy who freaked out and came with Mr. Rogers and stuff.
Did you notice that he never walked a stage?
No, he didn't, because he was on, like, blood pressure medication.
Yeah, he was like, I don't walk stages. And he would just sit in his chair and watch everybody walk the stage and laugh at them. And then he shot really bad.
He shot really bad. So here's a question. I know that the USPSA Grandmaster guy who left early, he technically placed better than me. But I do have a question. Who do you think, like, I don't want to phrase this as, like, do you think anyone was better than me? But, like, seriously, who do you think shot best in our squad? Like,
in our
not scored best, but shot the best.
It was the open gun guy.
The skinny guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He shot the best.
He did shoot pretty well.
And then his buddy with the, what did you call it? The, like,
mechanic?
No, he had that stupid head thing on.
Oh, he had the shawl.
He had a shawl.
Yeah.
He shot the best, but then also, he could not deal with a malfunction at all. Canic guy, who I think he said he was like a cop or something, he could not fucking handle a malfunction at all.
No.
Every time he had a malfunction, he would rack his gun like 3 times and like shake his gun around.
And then he'd forget to chamber around.
Yeah, he'd put a mag in and then he'd shoot and he'd be like, what the fuck? And he'd rack it and shoot and he'd be like, dude, this fucking gun, I swear. I was like, you didn't even rack it. I didn't put a new mag in. It was cleared.
I don't know.
He also did that once, whenever he racked it and then took the mag out, or like he didn't rack it and took the mag out and it already didn't fire, and then he put a new mag in and he didn't rack it and he shot and it shot, and I said, what the fuck? This guy just conjured a bullet. I have no idea what happened.
You know exactly what happened there. He had a double feed and he closed his slide on a round that was stuck in the chamber.
Yeah, something happened.
So he did have one chambered after he put the mag in, but he cleared a double feed, but one stayed in there.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this guy just conjured a bullet. I was like, he didn't rack that. I said that to the guy next to me. I was like, it's not going to shoot. And then it shot, and I went,
If anyone has seen the Diablo 4 trailer, this guy was like the bald monk.
Yeah.
He's just like summoning shit.
He was nice.
He was, okay.
He brought his family, so that's why he had to leave early. That was an okay reason to leave early if you bring your kid and stuff.
And then
the USPSA master guy who didn't pasty targets and all this stuff left for no fucking
reason. I also
think
he might have lied, the USPSA grandmaster guy.
What,
because
they had to let his dog out?
Mr. Rogers told me, he was like, yeah, that guy had to meet his daughter. But then he told you, he was like,
his dog was, he needs to let his dog out.
So it's like, dude, is it your dog or your daughter? Make up your mind.
He ran the fuck out of there,
by the way. Instantly. The second he was done shooting, he booked.
I saw the guy with the kid leaving. I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw, I don't know how to describe this guy, but he left. And then the USPSA master left. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I guess we're near the end, but we're going to have to clean all this shit up ourselves. And then they were like, okay, all right, we got 5 more shooters. I was like, these guys were the first 3 shooters and they fucking left besides me and you.
I don't want to sound like a dick about
this. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, for sure, fuck those guys. I don't want to sound like a dick about this, but like, you might think like, oh, a guy brings his family to the shooting competition.
Don't bring your fucking family to the shooting competition.
If it's like your kid who's like 7.
And you're going to help them shoot or something?
That's totally fine.
Or you're trying to teach them guns.
This was a toddler. That's crazy. And then his wife was useless.
Yeah, but the toddler kept taking his ear pro out. And he's like, come on, put your ear pro back in. And he's like, your kid's going to be fucking deaf and retarded.
Why you don't take little kids to the shooting range. Like, they're just not old enough to understand what's going on.
There's like a baby in a stroller. What else did we see? We saw there's like this huge group of FUDs at the beginning. Didn't shoot with them, but they were just like going crazy, spitting fake facts. One of them was like, I hear if you're in the military and you got a gun, you can't even have a fucking gun in your house. And then some guy who was actually in the military, which he was now, he was like, if you have a safe, you can have a gun in your house, or you have to turn your gun into the armory on base. Yeah. And at any time, you can just move off base with military budget and then have your guns in your house. So if that's a big deal, you're fine.
On base housing, there's obviously rules.
If you're on base and you have a gun and you have to put in the armor, you're fine. You're on a military fucking installation. There's guards
everywhere,
like, to get on the base.
You're fine.
Yeah. Dude, you're fine. And also, that's really not enforced, so you can.
Well, it's like
concealing. They can use it against you if you get in trouble.
You shouldn't do that for obvious reasons, but it's just like any other like concealing a gun rule. It's like, well, it's only a crime if you get caught.
Yeah. But, I mean, that guy was just like being a FUD.
He was being a FUD,
and then there's like a whole
group
of FUDs there. And then they did the thing where we're about to do the safety brief before we do it, and someone was like, one of them yelled out, like, oh, yeah, what about this? And it was like a joke, and nobody laughed, and we were like, shut the fuck up. Like, no one wants to be here. Fucking, we want to be shooting.
We want
to
be ready. We want to go downrange. Yeah, so we didn't get that
group.
Targets.
There's like a really good group. And then there's like a group of guys who just all work together and like kind of run the range. And we don't know what's up with that.
Yeah.
But I'd want to be involved in that group. But
we shot with them the first time.
Yeah, and they were the great ones.
Yeah, Keith the dog was in there.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Dude, I so want to shoot. I gave Keith like a fist pump in the air because he was driving by in his little four-wheeler.
Yeah,
I gave,
what did he do?
I gave him a fist pump and he raised his fist up like he was a Black Panther. Like,
stand up for your rights.
He was like, Patriots, stand up and stand by. And I was like, fuck yeah.
The one guy who introduced us to this was so nice at like Frontier. And then he probably would have sold you a Glock mag.
He probably would have.
Because like he fucking runs the company.
I bet he's got a million in his truck.
Yeah. And like, but he's just like such a not talkative person. I didn't even want to go up and ask.
Which personally, I respect.
To not be like,
yeah, you go to a shooting competition. This guy is clearly a professional. I'm like, you don't want to be friends with me? You don't gotta be. I mean, yeah. He's nice. He's always been nothing but friendly with us. You know, but he just doesn't want to talk and make small talk.
Whenever we shot that first one with us, and he would come up and give us advice, it'd be like the best advice ever.
He's a super smart guy. And then he would just like
disappear into the woods.
He would disappear like a ghost.
Yeah,
he'd and he like, would not look.
By the way, whenever you double tap it, you want to do it like, and you're like, what? And then
that's just crazy.
Like, all right. Anyways, I'm never gonna talk to you. And every time you look at me, I'm gonna look like I don't know you.
He did that today because I made I waved at him today and he looked at me and then like was like, fuck.
And then the guy who's really cool, who's like in charge of the place we go shoot at, was like, oh, I remember you guys. Yeah, you guys were great last time. What's going on? I'm not putting you in our stick. Fuck you guys. He was like, I'm not shooting with you new shooter fucking losers again. This is the pro leagues. This is the sheriff of Baghdad.
That's literally what he said. He was like, yeah, you guys are great. Well, anyway, fuck off. I'll see you next month.
And he put himself in stick one. By the way, they always put themselves in stick one, so they end by the fucking thing.
They're the cool kids group. That's what they do.
Let us in.
All right, so Case.
Cool. Oh, yeah. All right, let's end this
motherfucker. Well, we got to do one more thing.
We got to do a rack of the week.
Uh-oh.
What gun is this? It's the most generic thing ever.
Yeah, you've done this one before.
Not on the podcast.
You did this one after your match.
Did I?
Yeah, you said, this is the gun I used to shoot it.
Did I really?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, have you guys been listening?
Should I go get another one then?
No.
All right, well.
Well, this is a generic Glock.
It is a generic Glock. What model is this? If you don't recognize what model of Glock this is based on the sound of the slide, you're not even a gun guy.
Yeah. You know?
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's a Glock 47.
That's a Glock 47 Gen 5, obviously.
Hey, well, let's rack the same gun. All pistols sound the same.
So they really do. Like, a tiny carry gun and then, like, a full-size 1911. Literally, on video, at least, they sound the same.
Yeah. This one is probably pretty boring because it's a GoPro episode, but let's just let you know that Sean had the best first shoot ever, and everybody was super nice, and I got fucked.
But
I got to shoot a lot.
You did super good,
Shot 500 rounds a day. Because I had to reshoot once. Because I had to reshoot on the 59-round one, so that's at least 118 rounds. Yeah. By the way, guys, me hitting that math right there was pretty impressive for how dumb I am.
It's not, you're not lying, dude. And also, lunch is pretty good after. We got some free drinks from a bar.
Yeah, they were like, sorry we're taking so long. I was like, we've been here for 10 minutes. And they were like, this is a professional establishment. You guys want free beers? And I was like, yeah.
And I ran into a familiar face.
Oh my God, that was crazy. You should tell that. You want me to end it?
I'll tell that. I guess I can tell that story.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I may have, so it was like prom night, which we didn't realize, but there's like a bunch of high school kids outside.
Yeah.
And they all got their parents with them and stuff.
We had to walk through a crowd of high school kids trying to take a picture.
And so I walk outside and there's this woman who's a mother of one of these prom kids. And I'm like, I recognize this woman.
Yeah. Sean was like, oh, fuck. And I turned around. I thought he like hit this prom kid or something on accident with the door. And I was like, what? And we kept walking. He was like, bro, I fucked one of their moms. And they kept walking. And I was like, Sean did not fuck one of these guys' moms. And I was like, which one was it? He's like, the one with the long black skirt. I looked back. Her and her friend next to her turned around, and she was like pointing at Sean. I was like, oh, no. Oh,
we got to get out of here.
And then we left, and then she was like heading towards our car and all this shit.
I started sprinting towards the car.
I was like, Sean.
We got to leave.
Yeah. So Sean fucked some prom kid's mom.
After a competitive shooting match.
And we just like looked. The place we go to eat at after we shoot these matches is like a really nice place on a golf club. Like a
4-star restaurant. It's super fancy. Yeah, it's
like on a golf club. And it's really nice. And we go in and we smell like shit. And it's like we just got beat up all
I have like lead all over my face. Yeah.
Every time we go in there, they're like, do you have reservations? We're like, no. And they're like, we might be able to fit you in. And we're like, okay.
Well, I think the moral of the story is, Case, you did really good at your first match with a carry gun. And then if you ever have sex with a prom kid's mom, make sure to not eat at a really fancy restaurant 3 years later on prom night.
Dude. By the way, these people were, the kids decided to take a picture for prom night in front of a
the front door.
So we're trying to walk out. So they're already fucking idiots.
So stupid.
Yeah. Hey, let me fucking leave the restaurant, you dumb fucks.
Do you know who we are? We just.
Whoa, look at that prom picture. They're in front of the fucking restaurant.
We just placed 40th at a state competition.
Do you know who we are? We fucking retarded. 40th out of 70. Not even 100.
Squibload podcast, everybody. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
At fucking shooting.
She's crazy about her daddy. Oh, she believes in him. She loves her daddy.